Hey, what is up? How about a little Monday night convo live on StreamYard and YouTube? I'm Norm along with Mike. It is November 22nd, 2021. The Leafs coming off what Mike calls the perfect road game, a 3-0 win over the Islanders at UBS Arena. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a couple of minutes. First off, I wanted to announce our first winner of a Leafs Convo hoodie, courtesy of me and Mike.
I'm the winner. No, just kidding.
Mike, you've got a whole package coming. He's just stuck at the border. If you can get back across and back across again with all your papers intact, I mean, you'll be all right. So our first winner is Danny Grinnick. I think we're sending this down to Hartford or wherever the hell he lives. So Danny, congratulations. He said he was in. So, Danny, congratulations. Obviously, we're giving out some prizes right now because we do have some milestones to brag about. We did hit 500 views on Sunday's spectacular, and we're around the 1,000 mark on the weeks prior podcast. Modest numbers when you compare them to the big dogs of Leafs Convo-dom or Leafs Podcast-dom. But I'll tell you what, we do our thing and we have a lot of fun while we do. And yeah, we appreciate everyone being in the chat with us. Danny, congratulations on your Leafs Convo hoodie win. What I need you to do is take down this email address, theleafsconvo@gmail.com. You need to email me your address so I can fire this bad boy off to you. And don't worry, I'll pick up the shipping costs. They'll be like a gazillion dollars, but that's okay. We appreciate you watching the convo. We have another winner to announce. We'll do that when we finish up this special edition, the Monday night edition of the Leafs convo. And who knows, maybe it becomes a bit of a thing. So 3-0, the Leafs win, beating the Islanders, who remain winless in their new home. Mitch Marner with two. Who got the third one? Was that Kampf or Kasha?
Kasha.
That's a nice little third line right there. Kampf, Kasha, and they put Richie out there, and he got an assist.
Yeah, that combo has worked very well. I remember back in training camp that Kampf was talking about the fact that he played with Kasha back in the Czech Republic when they were really young, so they've known each other for a long time. And, you know, they signed Kampf to a 2-year deal, $1.5 million, and he's never going to score a ton of goals. He's got two or three. And he's, you know, if he gets 10, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But he's, you know, his aim was to be a premier defensive player. And so far, you know, he's winning faceoffs. He's playing good, you know, in terms of being sort of a shutdown line or a grinder line. Kasha, talent was never the question. It was health. I mean, he scored 20 goals with Anaheim. He was traded to Boston. And with Boston last year, he got concussed. He came back. He got concussed again. And then, you know, that ended his season. And he's, I mean, you can see why he gets hurt, because he does go to the dangerous areas. He does go along the wall. He does take some last night, I think he got pushed against the post. But he's been really effective, and the Leafs need, you know, I think some of their success this year is because that combo has been so good.
David Haina, they have great chemistry. So far, so good. Danny Grinnick, my hockey fandom finally paid off. Well, Danny, thank you very much for all of your support of this project that continues on. This is the Monday night edition of the convo for Oak Ridge Ford in London, Ontario. OakRidgeFord.com. All kinds of great things going on with this massive manufacturer, from the Lightning truck to the Maverick. Any questions about it, you can get at me in community, or you can reach me on Twitter at I am Norman James. You can also get at me through my Facebook page, Norm at Oak Ridge Ford. You can read Mike's incredible work covering the Maple Leafs and hockey at hockeybuzz.com. So the Leafs score a shorty to get on the board against the Islanders, who seem to have a bit of life in their new arena, and then the chance and all that kind of stuff. Mitch Marner putting that one away. His first of two goals on the night, scored the first and the second. And Mitch scores goals without number 34 attached to them.
Yeah, because Matthews doesn't kill penalties. I know they tried to do that a little bit to give him a taste of that, but I don't think they really want – I don't think his game is conducive to penalty killing, but Marner has done that and done that pretty well. I think that was his second career shorthanded goal. It was a great pass from Jake Muzzin to Springham and a great move on Ilya Sorokin for the goal. But you know, the thing is, I think that, you know, the Islanders, and this is not taking a thing away from the Leafs, because earlier this year, you know, they played against the Penguins in Pittsburgh with a lineup decimated by injury and COVID, and they lost 7-1. This game, six Islanders were out with COVID in COVID protocol. Ryan Pulak, one of their better defensemen, is out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Brock Nelson got hurt during the game. Noah Dobson got hurt during the game. 2 points count the same, but it's nice that they took advantage of the fact that the team was wounded.
Yep.
And stepped on their throat. And that's what you have to do. They played a suffocating defensive road game after being thwarted by Pittsburgh the night before. And Joseph Woll, in his second NHL start, gets his first NHL shutout.
Mott Dot. Hello, Wangaparava from Auckland, New Zealand. Go Leafs, go. I'm sorry if I'm missing that. Welcome, my friend. Welcome to everybody who is joining us tonight, who will join us later. What are you chirping about? You going on there? Is that just the old age kicking in, or
me?
Yeah, you're talking while I'm talking.
I was just going to say New Zealand, home of two of my favorite bands, Split Enz and Crowded House.
I thought it'd be Ice House.
No, Crowded House and Split Enz.
The greatest band of all time is Steely Dan. Sorry, it's just true.
They're one of them, but the Beatles.
Yeah. It's a rivalry, you know that, the Steely Dan and the Eagles. And if it wasn't for Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles wouldn't exist.
Never existed.
Polko. If it wasn't for Polko. Okay, we're showing our age. Yeah,
we're going down a wormhole here. Let's get back.
It's Monday night. It's bonus combo. Big deal. So the Leafs get it. They come back after losing 2-0 to Pittsburgh. And it's funny, they got shut out against the Penguins, but having won 5 straight before that and knowing that they were going to drop one, there wasn't too much panic after that. It almost feels like, you know, things are more right than they have been in a while. It wasn't like, oh, here we go, the other shoe is dropped, and watch this.
Well, there was some panic last night. Richard Panik, former Leaf, was playing on the Islanders. But and even Sheldon Keefe said it. And the funny thing was, he said in the post game, and I was up in Toronto for the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, this wasn't a, you know, like a line loss, because our lines were not generating chances. Mm-hmm. It was a Pittsburgh loss because Pittsburgh played better. But then he goes, and he did this in Buffalo the previous weekend when they played back-to-back games. He shook up the forward lines, I think, just to give them a little extra juice, you know, give a little energy. And last night he puts Richie with Kampf and Kasha.
Mm-hmm.
He played well. He put Engvall down with Simmons and Spezza, and they played well. And Bunting with Matthews and Marner, and they played well. And honestly, I would keep Bunting on that line. He has drawn – I think he's drawn the most penalties in the NHL. I can't remember who he was tied with going into last night. But, mm-hmm. you know – 12, he's drawn 12 penalties, and the Leafs have played, I think, 18 or 20 games. So, I mean, that's fantastic. He's getting some points, that maybe not as much as he had gotten in 21 games with Arizona. But I think Bunting has been extremely effective, and, you know, he helped on that third goal setting up Marner.
Mm-hmm. All hands on deck, and we've got plenty of hands on deck for this special edition of the combo, the Monday Nighter. Like I said, maybe we start a bit of a tradition. We shall see. Just going through some of the comments, Danny Grinnick, don't leave out Hall & Oates, another yacht rock.
Jesus Christ. No. Okay. I'll just say this briefly. In Buffalo on Saturday, not this week, previous Saturday, but the previous one, when the Leafs played the Sabres. Mm-hmm. The Sabres have individual goal songs for their
own. And you want that and you don't want
that. I want that because the Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True, makes me want to vomit. It's just
so you don't like Hall & Oates, the greatest duo.
No, the funny thing is I like
behind Lennon and McCartney.
It's I Hall & Oates. Like Hall & Oates. I just after hearing that song ba-doom, ba-doom, every friggin' time, it's just annoying. Just get rid of it, please.
Hey, listen, Philly representing the yacht rock genre, the co-creators.
Hall & Oates is not yacht rock. Hall & Oates is Hall & Oates is blue-eyed soul. Right. That's what it is.
Blue-eyed soul, like Michael McDonald, these Kenny Loggins, those guys are the
Hall & Oates,
Mount Rushmore, the forefathers of
Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross. That's yacht rock.
Go to Channel 311 on Sirius XM.
Yeah,
there's a station devoted to yacht rock.
They're stretching.
Are staples of the yacht rock genre. Okay, just real quick, and I'm gonna post the link in community or wherever. These guys back in 05, I forget the guy's name, JD Riznar, and there's a couple of other dudes, Hollywood writers or something. They created a series that basically tells the tale of how yacht rock, the genre, got started. Completely fictional, and they meant it as just a joke. And it's actually become the foundation for the premise of yacht rock.
Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, and Christopher Cross toured together a couple years ago.
Yeah, but it's the whole idea of this series and like 10-minute episodes, and they're hilarious. And there's a lot of like actually Hollywood stars who contributed to it. So 05 to 10, the whole concept is Loggins versus McDonald. And these two dudes going at it and trying to one up each other on the charts, and it's unbelievable. Not quite as great as the Leafs combo on YouTube, but I guess a close second. Just a couple more minutes. Joseph Waugh. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about him. 20 right. saves. He's 2-0 in the NHL. Looked rock solid. In I thought he was looked great against Buffalo. A little shaky at times, but stood tall at the end when they were coming on. And no, I know. I mean Buffalo, the house of horrors, but also too. Picking up the shutout, looking good. Here's the thing. I'm seeing some comments about, hey, make him the number two, trade Mrazek, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it's that easy. Is Wall, though, is he the – can we count on him as being the number three? If in a pinch and for now until Mrazek gets back, can he be the number three? He's an easier move than Michael Hutchinson and, dare I say, a better guy to have between the pipes right now.
Well, I think that the organization has had confidence that Joseph Wall could become an NHL goaltender. He's proven it so far, two games. One game against basically an AHL team in the Sabres. He had a little bit of trouble, but I thought was calm in net. And last night, you know, he played well, and he didn't make any mistakes, and the team played well in front of him. Whether he's the number three now over Michael Hutchinson, it has – Michael Hutchinson's got experience. Now, you can say he's not very good. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you know, I mean, he's been going around a number of teams over the years. But the problem is waivers. He has to clear waivers to go back down to the Marlies if he plays a certain amount of games or is up there for a certain amount of days. Wall is exempt from waivers. Okay. I think because of that, you know, if Mrazek gets hurt or, God forbid, if Jack Campbell gets hurt, then, you know, you'll see Wall called up because now, but the thing is, they've only used him in back-to-back situations. Is he somebody who they could play more than that? I don't know. I mean, I think that they're not now more confident in him being able to play, but I also think they want to see him get consistent work down in the American Hockey League. So when Mrazek comes back, which probably won't be for another 2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. Then Wall will go down and hopefully split time with Schalgren and Hutchinson and get some work. But I think there's confidence there that he could handle the role, but I don't think you're going to see anything in regards to Mrazek until next summer when they have to sign Jack Campbell. They have to make room for the new Morgan Riley contract. There's going to be some, you know, cutting back of certain salaries. And I don't think if you're going to pay Jack Campbell $5 million bucks, you can afford to pay a backup almost four. So there's going to be some changes.
Well, Campbell has earned it. The point of putting somebody between the pipes and giving them opportunity is more than just what can you do for me now? What will you be able to do for me at a point where we feel like we can commit to you, especially if you are entering your prime or in your prime? So Jack Campbell, injuries will always, you know, haunt this guy's reputation, will always haunt this guy's prospects, but injuries be damned. Did they expect Peter Mrazek to be on the shelf for 2 months?
No.
Give the guy the opportunity. Now, the thing about Joseph Woll is, like, he's played well in two games. He's got a couple of wins, and, you know, he'll be a good guy to put in there when the Leafs need him, even when they don't need him. But what's the plan for him? What's the ambition with Joseph Woll?
Well, I mean, he was drafted in 2016 to be the future number one, possibly. I mean, he was drafted in the same draft class as Carter Hart. Now, the Leafs passed up Carter Hart to draft Igor Korshkov, which at that draft, me and a couple other people I'm not a draft expert or anything like that, but when the Leafs had a lot of picks that year,
was that a Mark Hunter pick?
Yes, it was. I really boned up on the draft. And when we were talking about goaltenders in that draft, there was Tyler Parsons, who played for London. There was Carter Hart, who played in the Western Hockey League. And Joseph Woll was in the U.S. National Development Program. And Woll was highly considered. He was like the third or fourth goaltender ranked in that draft. And they drafted him with the first pick in the third round. He had a good NCAA career at Boston College. He won a gold for Team USA at the World Juniors. Mm-hmm. He was their number one goaltender when Team USA played here in Buffalo in 2018. His pro career is where things have gone off track, and it's not because, I mean, it's more because of injury and obviously the pandemic that have sort of derailed him. And he really didn't have, you know, I think two or three games going into his call up this year. Yeah. So he's proved himself at the NHL level in two games. So can't get ahead of ourselves, but I think they're encouraged that he's played well. But they're not about to say, okay, let's trade Peter Mrazek and give Joseph Woll the backup job.
He's been around since 2016, and I know Matthews is a generational player, but Matthews debuted in 2016, and mm-hmm. Wall's just coming into the league now. So
that's the difference between a first pick and a third pick. Yeah,
that's a long road of development, yeah. Right? So here he is, and we've seen stories like this unfold in all sports where it's taken somebody a while to reach the zenith, and then they get on the scene and they make a scene, and then they kind of go bust, or maybe in Joseph Woll's case, he becomes a great number two guy, and that would make two Americans backstopping Canada's team. Of course, just wanted to run through the chat real quick because I am very honored that you guys spend time with us. Dyslexic is back in the mix. Stick with us there, DL. And then we have Rising Hedens. I think he's excited about something coming his way. Chris Daniels, Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue should be the goal song. You know what? That's arena rock, right? Doesn't that make sense? Super Coops here. Uncle Blue Hat is here. Who else do we have? Vietz is in the mix. He's given everybody an Italian lesson. And we had somebody here from Los Angeles. I missed it, but he mentioned that he's our guy down there. So we appreciate that. We have a man on the scene in LA, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to the game on Wednesday, Mike. So we won't go on too much longer.
Yeah.
This West Coast road trip, right?
Ralph Klein was the guy's name.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Memory.
Nice. No, I just scrolled back in the comments.
Oh, okay. Well, you're Mr. Technology. So the Leafs go into the Kings. They lost to the Kings this year. They lost to the Sharks. Big deal. What do we need to see? I just want to see more of the same kind of hockey. Keeping the goal scoring low. The big four always a threat. you know, maybe something from Conf and Kasha. And, you know, we've got Richie potentially playing there a little bit more. That's all I want to see. And if you know, they go 1-3 or, you know, 2-2 or whatever the hell it is, that's not a big deal to me.
I mean, you know, the California swing is not as easy as it was the last couple of years because all three teams have been playing really well. The Kings and the Sharks are 500 or slightly above, and Anaheim has really started off like crazy. I mean, Troy Terry's been scoring like at a ridiculous pace. So I think the Leafs at best or at worst want to go, you know, get 3 of a possible 6 points, but ideally they want 4 or 5, and that's going to be tough because the Kings are pretty good and the Sharks have overachieved so far, and the Ducks have played really great under former Leafs assistant and former Marlies head coach Dallas Eakins. So it will be tough, but if they play the way they did against the Islanders, then they will have a good chance. They played really well on the road. They have 11, well, starting with the Islanders game, they have 11 of their next 16 games on the road, and they're going to have to do well to stay in the top 3 in the Atlantic Division.
All right, guys, let's give away hoodie number 2. Okay. So our first winner – oh, no, that's not what I want. Our first winner, Danny Grinnick of Hartford or New England or New Connecticut. I don't know what the hell they call that part.
The insurance capital of the world.
Yeah, okay. There you go. He's got himself one of these bad boys. So Danny, I need you to email me your address and all that kind of stuff. TheLeafsConvo@gmail.com.
And Brian, and
our second winner is Jack Straw, Jackie Straw. I the name doesn't ring too much of a bell, so who knows? Maybe this is one and done. But Jack Straw, whenever you see this, you've won, and I need you to send me your details. TheLeafsConvo@gmail.com. See, here's the thing, right? Like, I don't take for granted that we have anybody ever listening or watching us, because we've been around a while and we've kind of hit some big numbers a few years ago, and now we're just settled into our little corner of the Leafs podcast world. So I am very honored that we have anybody listening at all and watching, and I do get a lot of personal messages about the show and what it means to people. So again, I'm floored, right? And that's this fuel to keep the project going. It's not like, you know, we don't want to do it, but we have other things going on in our lives. I mean, you're a big shot journalist.
Oh yeah.
Now, and I'm a mediocre car salesman who I spent many a year on television. So, you know, we've got other things going on, but we keep it going because we have, you know, great supporters and great contributors. We're just kind of like this little posse that can't be stopped. And, you know, there's really no reason to put the brakes on anything as long as, you know, people want to come back and listen to us old fogies talk. With that said, I wish I could get gear to everyone. So if I didn't pick your name, it's nothing personal. I just randomly grabbed a couple of names. And I honestly, if I could, I would send you guys, I've sent all of you Leafs Combo gear. With that in mind, if you have any ideas for what kind of gear you might want to purchase, and that would just be for the price of the item and shipping, nothing goes to us, let me know if it's a zip up or a sweater or a jacket or a toque or whatever. You can always let me know in the comment section, because I can get those things created pretty quick. We've got a great supplier here in London, and I can have those out to you in short order as well. So Jack Straw, Danny Grinnick, congratulations. We did hit some numbers on our recent shows, which makes us feel good and makes Oak Ridge Ford a little bit more content. So, Mike, with that, any last words?
Yeah, I was going to say, for the females, no Leafs Combo lingerie. None of those like chaps or anything like that. It's going to be toques and pullovers and that kind of stuff.
I'll leave it with that. Subscribe to the podcast, like this post, to tell your friends about us, Hey, this Monday nighter was a lot of fun. I don't know if we'll be back next Monday night, but I can tell you the Sunday Spectacular will live on. For Mike, I'm Norm. Congrats to our winners. We'll talk to you soon.